Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ooh. Texture says, you know, NBA teams either need an irritant or muscle. This Blazer team has neither. The 2000 team had Brian Grant. 90 team had Buck Williams. Yes, they did. Those guys are important. But you ask the questions like, who are those guys in the NBA now, period?
I mean, we listed a few of them. Beverly, Draymond Green.
Campazzo.
Campazzo, yeah.
J.J. Barea, somebody said J.J. Barea is out there. He's that guy. You know what? He is that guy.
He's playing in Spain.
He's old. How old is J.J. Barea?
I mean, how long do you need him?
I don't know.
Wasn't J.J. Barea not allowed into the stadium one time because they didn't think he was a player?
Probably.
I remember the story of that, but they thought they were like, nope, too short.
Well, that happened to Tim Frazier in Memphis when the when the Blazers, like, they called him up from the G League and he showed up. They're like, yeah, nobody, sorry.
It's like the worst way to start a new job. You don't belong here. Yeah. Get out of here.
What are you doing here?
The Blazers signed TJ Leaf today. Roster spots.
Two-way contract.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he can be that guy. Find your niche.
They need a guy.
They do need a guy.
They need six fouls.
Listen, you think it's not important what I'm offering up for the Seahawks media when they take on Bobby Wagner and company, until we just spend a whole segment talking about how every team needs that guy.
You do need that guy.
I'm that guy.
Well, I mean, Bobby Wagner running you over, you taking a charge against Bobby Wagner.
I'm that guy.
You can't wear a helmet in the NBA.
Well, I'm going to wear one in the media contest.
You're damn right.
Yeah. Full pads too, probably.
Mm-hmm. All right. Steph Curry in the win over the Denver Nuggets yesterday, where Jamal Murray got hurt, Steph Curry did something that is rarefied air. He became the Warriors' all-time scoring leader, passing Wilt Chamberlain.
Whew.
That was a pretty good guy to pass.
Yep.
And when you think of, that, in it doesn't, on the surface, it doesn't sound like it's all that much, because we see records passed every day
in
sports. Currently in the NBA, Steph is the only player that is his current team's scoring leader.
Hmm.
Think of that. Like that, across the entire league, we are in the age of scoring across the league. And because guys bounce around, because, you know, where guys play, like LeBron James is the scoring leader all time for the Cavaliers. He doesn't play there anymore, right? Dwight Howard is the Orlando Magic's all-time scoring leader. No longer there. Brooke Lopez with the Nets, no longer there. Kemba Walker with the Hornets, gone. Westbrook in the Thunder, gone. Conley in the Grizzlies, gone. Anthony Davis in the Pelicans, gone. DeMar DeRozan in the Raptors, gone. It is only Steph Curry in the Golden State Warriors that is the last one standing on his current team, and he just passed it last night.
That's crazy.
It says a lot about loyalty, too, in the NBA.
It does. I was just looking. I mean, Dirk Nowitzki has almost all the records in Dallas.
Yep.
That's like the last guy to probably play for the same team who he has all those records with and stay on that team for the entirety of his career. Who knows if Steph is going to stay with the Warriors? You'd imagine he would, but it speaks to how rare loyalty is, both from a player and from an organization, because a lot of those guys moved around. Some of them moved around because they wanted to, but a lot of guys, part of a trade, they have no say in.
Yeah. And the team said the grass is greener somewhere else.
DeMar DeRozan.
We could win a championship without you. I mean, we have a better shot to do that. Damian Lillard is poised to join this list in short order. I mean, you know, health being there, Dame is 1 year away. At this time next year, we'll be talking about Damian Lillard passing Clyde Drexler on the Portland Trailblazers all-time scoring list.
I need you to knock on all of the wood.
I got
it. Thank you. Thank you.
Because he's what, like 1,600 points behind Clyde Drexler for that top spot in Blazers history. And it kind of makes you sit back and think of, man, loyalty is gone in the NBA when there's only one guy. And Portland is going to be the next team that has that opportunity for a guy to do it. We have the scoring influx around the NBA and it's a star-driven league, but they don't stick around. And these records that are all held by Clyde Drexler are soon to be gone. And Damian Lillard in very short time will be the scoring leader, field goals leader, you know, potentially assists all time in Blazers history.
And it goes back to what he has said his goal is: one, to bring a championship to Portland, and two, to be the greatest Trailblazer who ever put on the uniform. And one of the things that he says that he feels sets him apart, in addition to the stats that he's about to put up, is that he thinks one of the biggest differences is that he wants to be here. He wants to be here maybe more than those guys did. He's choosing it over and over and over again. And so this is where you start these, you know, I don't want to say that you're lucky in Portland. Like, I understand the frustration of another first round exit or a second round exit or whatever. But then you start thinking about, well, look at this guy who's doing everything he can and the rarefied air alone that he is in. You know, Kevin Durant made an interesting comment the other day about how he said something along the lines of, basically, if I don't win a championship, it doesn't mean that I failed. And that
in
if
Brooklyn?
He said if I win the championship, I can win a championship and not feel fully fulfilled.
Right.
Is sort of what he said. And that's because you can win a title and not have everything go your way, or you cannot be a part of it in the way you want, or you could have done better. So there's a loyalty to a franchise, to a city, that should also be valued.
And that's something that, you know, it's funny you mentioned Dirk, because Dame has mentioned Dirk Nowitzki and got, you know, Kobe Bryant and Tim Duncan, you know, these guys that were the dying breed of the NBA. And, you know, if you look about the league, there's no guarantees that you're going to stay with that team forever, right?
Right.
Who would have thought that the end of Patrick Ewing's career or Karl Malone or Gary Payton, they would have been playing somewhere else?
Yep.
You know, but it happened in the twilight of a guy's career. You start, whether it's chasing rings or you just fall out of good graces with that franchise, like you were talking, like sometimes it's not the player's choice to leave. Like, DeMar DeRozan would have loved to have been a Raptor for life.
Yep.
You know, and it was hard to hear, like, Sam Darnold. Did you hear Sam Darnold's comment? He's like, I thought I was going to be playing in New York for 20 years with the Jets, you know, win a title there. They didn't obviously think that way, so now he's getting a restart in Carolina. And, you know, that's something that you sit there and you look at, man, Steph and Dame, like, Steph has won championships, plural.
Yep.
And has, like, carved a completely different path for himself. He is kind of solidified. He ain't going anywhere if he doesn't want to.
Right.
Dame is different, though. Like, you know, are championships eventually going to kind of put a wedge between that loyalty that he has and kind of that prize down the road?
And when we talk about what has felt different for this Portland team in the last month, we look at Damian Lillard and we look at not only his numbers, but his body language, his frustration, his, you know, how much he's been banged up and how much he's tried to give, and it hasn't necessarily been enough to get this team over the hump against the teams that are better than them. And so I don't feel like Dame's going anywhere unless he decides to. But when you think about the hourglass and the sand, the other two or three, if you want to include Terry Stotts in that, it feels like the rings are starting to be a bother. The lack thereof.